In our gospel lesson for this morning, Jesus has moved into the district of Caesarea Philippi. He has already fed the 5,000 and the 4,000. He's encountered the Canaanite woman and had a moment of repentance. And now they moved off into the side, and Jesus comes to his disciples and he wonders, who do the people say the Son of Man is? And they reply, some say John the Baptist, some say the prophet Elijah, others say Jeremiah, or maybe one of the other prophets. And then Jesus asks a poignant question. But who do you say that I am? I think it's still a poignant question for today. Who do we as the people of God say Jesus is? And who are we? As we think about who are we in relationship to who Jesus is? The answer to that question has changed time and time again as the church reinvents itself, as God sends us out in new kinds of missions. But it's maybe not a question we ask ourselves near enough. Who do you say Jesus is? One of the fun things about teaching confirmation is that young people are often not reticent at all to answer that question. Years ago, because this is one of the questions that I will ask my confirmation students before they are confirmed, years ago I asked a young man, who do you think Jesus is? After literally being born into the church, going to church every single Sunday of his life, being an acolyte, Luther, the youth group, Luther League we used to call it years ago, going to national youth gatherings, all of that, he gets all the way to the end. Well, the beginning. A week before his confirmation, when I'm asking him that question, he says, well, I don't know. I'm not even sure I believe any of it. And so I asked, so why do you want to be confirmed? And he said, because my grandmother would be happy if I did. I don't think that that young man's story is all that unusual these days. We know that nationally here in the United States, despite a strong showing of evangelical faith in certain parts of our country, many folks are simply drifting away from an understanding of Jesus that really makes any difference. Who do you say Jesus is, you ask? And sometimes they answer, who cares? What does it matter? Maybe some of that is wrapped up in confusing who Jesus is with who the church is. In the text for this morning, Simon answers, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. And Jesus says, blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah. For flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. I tell you, you are Peter. And on this rock I will build my church. I will give you the keys of the dominion of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Sometimes when the church has heard that mandate to Peter, they've taken it on themselves as an institution to think that they or us or we as the institutional church or is the building, have somehow given ourselves, that Jesus has given us soul and immutable authority over all that happens. I'm just not sure it's true. In fact, as we look at the whole of how Jesus interacts with his disciples and the community, we find that Jesus, in fact, gives every one of us the power and the responsibility to forgive and to love. We each become the rock upon which Jesus builds God's church, which after his resurrection will become the body of Christ. We are the body of Christ. We've lost sight in some ways for ourselves when we think about who Jesus is. Maybe part of the problem is that we as the body of Christ no longer see Christ with clear eyes either. Some see him as absolute ruler. Some as just a friend. Some as just a really smart guy. Some as healer. Some as example. But what if instead we understand Christ as the gift? The gift that God has given us to become his body in the world. Broken, imperfect, mistaken sometimes, but always faithful. What Jesus sees in Peter is not that he's right, but that he's faithful. That he's been given the gift of this knowledge, not as a right, but as a gift. You are the Messiah, the one who has been sent to us as a gift, the Son of the God who is not dead, or put in a box, or relegated to history, but a living God, that same living God who lives among us today. I think it's important that as we look forward to this ever-changing, rapidly evolving thing we call the church, we begin with the question, who is Jesus for us? But the second question is just as important. Who then will we be for Jesus? Will we be the church who is committed to racial justice and equality? Will we be a church who has as our hallmark a loving acceptance of all people? Will we understand our role in the world as agents of transformational change? Will we be feeders of crowds? Will we be love in the world? All of that is wrapped up in how we answer the question, who do you say that I am? So who do you say Jesus is?